It's a great opportunity here to have governments of both jurisdictions to take a long look at what we're trying to achieve and to take a look at where we feel that the priority should go in terms of infrastructure, identifying particular gateways, which cities or towns will develop and for what reasons, and actually prioritise the delivery of infrastructure to improve mobility and, as a result, act as attractors for international companies to locate here in Ireland.
You've had ministers from North and South at the conference over the past 2 days. Are you getting the feeling from them that the political will is there to do this?
Yes, I am. We had both Minister John O'Sullivan from the Republic of Ireland and Minister Alex Atwood. And certainly from both of their speeches presented on the day, they have given an indication that they're very interested in working together, collaborating and cooperating to get an all-island view. Now, whether they're two separate strategies or an actual all-island strategy, as long as it's cooperation on both sides in terms of the strategy, that we have clear public policies and they're clear in their mandate and we're trying to achieve the same thing. I also would consider that the development of a landscape strategy, an all-island landscape strategy, is also critical in terms of identifying, particularly we have certain developments that are coming down the track, like a large amount of wind farms, along with the whole issue of fracking and renewable energies. And they're all types of developments that will have a huge impact on the landscape. So it's very important. They have transboundary issues there, so it's very, very important that we actually look at that in a holistic manner.